Hello, it is the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're breaking down Season 5, Episode 18 and 19. There's two of them. It's a spring finale. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello, hello. The Fosters spring finale. There's only three more episodes left. How did we get here?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
It took us 5 years, Jeff.
I know. Also, we've never looked better.
We really do look
to be
great.
Completely honest.
We look great.
If you disagree with me, I don't care. Okay, so let's do some intros and then we will get into the healing energy of goats and these episodes. So I'm Jeffrey Masters. Hello.
Hey, I'm Hannah Pritchard.
Jillian Love.
And your girl, Steffi G. Just kidding, Steffi Georgie, since it's like one of the last times I get to say that.
Oh my god, I know. So we're having two episodes tonight. I think let's just start with the first one, just say yes, and we'll get to Many Roads after that, just for the sake of ease. Is that going to work for everybody?
Yes.
Good
yes.
answers, lady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start with a retreat.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Should we skip over goat yoga? Does anybody have a joke written for that?
Well, remember my whole, like, Idlewild theory? Obviously, it wasn't. It was the couple's retreat, which is just very funny to me. But anyway, I love how, like, we all build ideas in our head. You know, Steph didn't die, and, like, spoiler.
We're still not done.
I knew
We're not
Grace
done.
Was, though.
I think that the couple's retreat was really fun, and we haven't seen the mamas isolated in a really long time, so yeah. I enjoyed that. I did.
And their dynamic, exactly what you said. We haven't had one-on-one time that's not about the kids. And it brought up a lot of stuff.
How did we feel about the, like, Steph dad ghost situation?
I think they prefaced it and we were like ready for it after that conversation with the other woman that said that her father was still around. And she's like, oh, he's dead. And then the coach said, well, you can still talk to him.
The thing that I liked, right, like, I'm always hesitant about a ghost in a show, you know what I mean? Coming back to learn, like, a little lesson, whatnot. But I did appreciate the way that they did it in the sense that her dad didn't, the ghost didn't come back and provide her with the answers that she wanted or rewrite kind of what she had learned from him. Mm-hmm. Instead, he basically was like, I can't say those things to you, but you can say those things to yourself. And
that was
my
favorite part.
That.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then she's just...
That's a great point. Yeah. I don't care for ghosts and that kind of stuff, to be honest, in general. So, like, the fact that I care for it now is just, I think, has more to do with my taste than the show. Because it executed well. I mean, needed that big emotional breakdown from Steph. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that part. What do you think, Jillian?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought that it was definitely something that was necessary because her character needed to evolve to a solution. Yeah. It was good. And I have to say, you know, as far as, like, somebody that does self-work a lot, because I think that obviously people are not perfect and we are always room for improvement. When you're starting
Speak
out,
for yourself, please.
Stop it, Jeff.
I'm fine.
It's very hard to say sometimes that you love yourself. And if you were to put a list in front of you of things that you love, I guarantee you would not put yourself on that list.
Right.
Because it's just not the obvious answer. You think of things first. So for her to say that and the dad to say, when you finally believe this, you will be okay. Right. And I thought the conversation that she had post with Lena was really important. And it sort of... reset them a little bit.
Oh, so beautiful. Think?
Yeah. It was just like a lovely, like, I loved the two of them together.
Yeah, and for five years, we've listed subjects and themes that this show has tackled. And one of the ones that I've not seen any other place is the gay PTSD that occurs from growing up gay and feeling like an outsider and like you don't belong. And then the fact that Tess is bringing that back up in Steph, I think it's a fascinating thing to watch because, as we said, it's the coming out process. And that process can be years long.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And for Steph, she didn't come out until later in life, too, so it totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess I never realized, obviously I've never had to come out, so I guess I just didn't realize that you could still have that fear. You know, in my mind, I think, like, you come out, you let it go, you let everybody know, but obviously it is a process, so it was nice to hear an explanation of why she was feeling the way she was feeling and why she thinks... you know, maybe one day what we have will not be accepted, will never be accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we do things, it feels wrong. I don't want it to feel wrong.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, it was so needed. this, like, couples retreat. It sounded so corny in the previous episode. I was like, oh, God. Like, what is this going to be?
Yeah. She needed, I think Steph needed her closure, and they needed their time by themselves to even have the luxury of having a fight. And then to That's be able true. To come back to without it having
You're
something.
Right. You're right.
Like, and it's funny because it's like we forget that sometimes that's needed. But if you have to have this, you know, be a role model in front of your kids or just make sure that you're doing everything right, it kind of gets in the way. And so I'm happy that we saw that. And also that in relationships like that, and I think this is the reason why Tess was such an issue, that for some people it's completely easy to come out, which Lena, you know, she had the support of her parents, and then the other one, it just takes forever. And even when you're out, you still are stuck there. Like, the approval part of her wanting that from Frank, that was so sad to me, because I feel like people want the approval from their parents about anything.
Right.
So then for your sexuality, something that's just you, yeah. It's heavy.
I agree. Yeah, it was good. And I thought, too, that Lena's line talking about, I'm nervous what's going to happen when our lives aren't about kids and mm-hmm. it's just us. It's so vulnerable and heartbreaking mm-hmm. and fair.
So true. Fair, yeah.
Totally fair. Yeah.
Especially with, like, so many... Well, I guess we're getting to a point where kids do actually get married later, but there are still so many couples that get married and start having kids right out the gate mm-hmm. that they actually don't really get to have that time, just them two, to, like, really have that core foundation. And I thought that was interesting. It made me think about that, how, like, so many people who have kids immediately when getting married, they do have to go through that moment when they all graduate.
Oh, absolutely.
And leave.
Yeah. Because my parents just, for the first time, have their home by themselves. Mm-hmm. And I literally was worried, like, oh, God.
What are they going
to be
do?
Nice, you two. Jeez, yeah, like, seriously. Ain't nobody there to, like, defend on one or the other. Like, oh, God.
My mom got a job.
Actually, so did mine, which is funny. Mine did also.
Yeah. I think she's going to get out of the house. Let's talk about Kelly. So she wants to go into law now. Mm-hmm. And we see this whole thing with the subpoenaing of the ICE agent. Mm-hmm. That's wild. Her mastery over the law already. Clearly, these are writers writing these lines. But, I mean, it makes sense that this young, precocious, brilliant girl would study up and be able to execute the way that she does.
Yes.
I think it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't remember. I think maybe I predicted Chunda Law. I don't actually remember anything I've ever said on the show, and I stand by nothing. So if you're
you
mad,
just, like,
I agree
out.
With you.
Yeah, you just black out.
Well, for other reasons, but yeah. So I'm, like, so happy to see her going into law and really pursuing this. Yes.
I'm happy seeing her getting what she wants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like she's constantly, kind of. Well, Until. In a sense, but as far as this is, like, a huge hurdle, and this is something that she's really wanted in these past couple of episodes after she got over the whole art thing. Because,
right.
like, mm-hmm. let's be honest, she could always do that.
Yeah.
But, like, this law thing is, she has an extreme passion for it, and enough to change the mind of somebody who had already had his mind made up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy for her. She needed this win.
It suits her.
Yeah,
I also hadn't made the connection until the episode before that I know what it's like to be torn out of your home because of foster care, and mm-hmm. these people are being torn out of their homes mm-hmm. For immigration statuses. Yeah. I hadn't made that connection.
Right.
And I think it's really smart.
Why she would understand, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's she is so much more passionate about it. Like, it's not boring for her. You know, right. You have to want to do all of that work. Oh, God, I lost two. I'm in the arts. and I'll stay there.
Oh, and like Jillian said about going after what you want, we also see that in terms of her relationships, where mm-hmm. she thought about Aaron, and she says, oh, I love you, mm-hmm. to him.
I love Aaron.
Well, yeah. I think the whole conversation with Mariana was really sort of poignant, because Mariana's like, not everything has to be a tragic love story.
Yes.
Like, do what you want to do. Go after what you want. And Mariana, this past season, has been very steadfast with in her feelings, her heart, love. Like, she's been out there, open, and she's been really happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that sisterly advice was, like, nice, and I'm kind of glad Callie said that, because she needed to, because I think she'd always wonder.
That's
and
so
the girl
true.
Is fantastic right. that Aaron is with.
Yes.
Like,
which I'm
happy
for
it.
Aaron, too. I think that was smart of him. I'm like, oh, don't... You know Callie well enough to know that you shouldn't really jump into this.
Right.
Give her, and she's about to graduate. That's just... He made a very smart decision.
Oh, yeah. That was going to be a serious relationship that they got into it.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was very smart of him to do. And if it's meant to be, it'll happen later.
That is a gift he gave her.
It is a gift.
To go off into the next phase of your life and be single.
Yeah. It's true. And I keep forgetting that, like, the show's coming to an end. Because I still keep wanting to be like, no, but we're not done. Yeah. Aaron's not over. Like, he's going to come back around. And I'm like, Hannah, it's over.
You want that Aaron spinoff?
I do. I do. Please, actually.
I can't believe all of this.
Yeah. What?
Sorry, just ending? The show. You're just tripping me out by talking about it. I'm like, oh my God, so much happened right now. Oh my but God. Not.
Hilarious. Let's talk about Grace.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
So
I knew it.
She tells, yeah, right? We knew it. Hi. I put this into fruition. Hello.
Can you please tell everyone what happened with Taylor before this?
Oh, God. Okay, so Taylor Gates, who is a host at AfterBuzz.
And, also a Foster's fan.
And a mega Foster's fan. She's been a guest co-host on our show.
Yeah.
At the hour mark of our show, I went and got a refill of this glass of water. And we'd only seen that Grace definitely has cancer at this point.
Yeah.
And I say, Taylor watched already. I say, Taylor, oh my God, I can't believe Grace dies. And she goes, oh, I know.
That's so funny. And he's like,
oh. And I was like, oh, I guess she dies. I guess me saying Grace dies for the last 90 years.
Finally.
That's actually real. That's actually real. Okay.
Oh, gosh. And Taylor's so sweet and kind. She's like, I know. I'm just, like, so serious
and
about
I was like,
it.
I didn't tell any of you, though. Right. Why? Because well, I'm a good person. Okay, Mom? Jeez. So Grace and Brandon go off on their Los Angeles adventure.
Their last rendezvous. So
we see them in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We see them check out the stars on the ground, not the stars like Carrie Underwood.
So gross.
Please.
Oh, I know.
Public service announcement. If you come to Hollywood, do not lay on the ground and take a picture by the stars.
Oh, there, you're laying in
You won't be able to. It's a walkway.
Oof. Legit.
Oof.
Yeah. Also, you can tell that they're not from Los Angeles because they went from Hollywood to then the beach. And it looks like Malibu. And that would have been a long drive. You can do it. It's not crazy. This is realistic, okay?
It just would have been at least
you would have been stuck on the 405.
And 22 minutes.
I think at the low end.
Yeah. At the low end.
Yeah. But they had this lovely little beach adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they conceived a child. Did I get that
wrong? You made that up, yeah.
Oh, I flipped it.
She got a sweater. Does that count?
They got a sweater.
They got a sweater.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
I'm glad she got it in one more time, too. Good.
Yeah, girl.
Sorry.
Get it while you can.
Get it while you can. Oh, my
God. That's hilarious.
God, that's so sad.
It's the type of thing where, like, even though we all know what's happening, you just... I still cry. Like, at one point, it was before she had actually passed, and she was just laying very still, and Stephanie's like, oh my God, she died! She died!
I looked at her, like, she's dead! She's dead! Right there! She just died in that moment!
And then it cut to commercial, and I was like, no, Stephanie, don't worry, she didn't die yet. Like, but then it's like, right back, she's dead.
She's dead, yeah.
And, I don't know, it just showed, like, for Brandon, the whole, like, journey with this relationship and sort of his growth and everything, like, him playing guitar as she was passing, like, really just, I can't believe, like, an 18-year-old kid held it together in that way to, like, do that one last thing for her parents. Mm-hmm. I was moved.
What do you think was going on when Brandon was talking to her about having kids?
Well, I think that he meant it because he loves seeing her with, you know, obviously when you're with someone and you see, like, the potential of them, you know, them being a mother. Ooh, is that going to be the mother of my children? And he thought she was in remission. And, of course, she was hurt right away because she's like, no. I can never do that with you.
And what a hard moment for her as well to, like, look at children and have a conversation about having kids and know that that's not her life.
Yeah.
She will never get to experience that part of life.
And to top the whole situation off, they're actually dating in real life.
I know.
Right?
That's what I kept telling myself to calm down. I'm like, they're together, though. So
I know.
Okay.
Like, all their, like, kissing sex scenes, I was like, they're loving. Like, this is, like, they're loving this. This is great. Yeah. But the emotional scenes, like, I can't imagine having to do that with my partner. You know?
Like, well, I actually can't imagine having... Because, like...
Being in a relationship, I agree.
Like, making
being
out...
Being loved, I agree.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. Me too.
Like, doing all of the physical part and
filming is... Oh, I can imagine that.
Yeah, has never something to really faze me, like, when it comes to, like, filming or plays or whatnot. But I actually can't imagine doing that and being filmed with somebody that I'm dating, because then it's like, wait, everybody's actually watching my intimate personal life, how we roll together.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
I'm like a crew of 20.
I'd be like, woo!
Because this is how we rolled last night, but now we're doing it on camera.
In front of people. We're letting everybody see it.
I would, like, introduce things and be like, when I, like, lick your ear, like, that's my Grace thing, and that's not me.
Oh, you know? My God, I know.
God.
It reminds me of that episode of Friends when Joey says that you'll know that they've had sex if the tension isn't there anymore, like, on stage. You don't remember that episode?
That's it's an old so, one. But that's so true.
But it's true. Like, it's kind of, like, gone. Like, there's no, like,
What show was that?
Friends.
Oh, you're much older.
Yes. Yes.
I know. I you hear can find it's it fantastic, on though. Like, I have nothing against it.
There's a girl on it named Jennifer Aniston. Some people know her. And like,
there's a character oh, named that? Like the
no,
actress?
No, the character. Like, no, the actress, oh, the is, actress in is in it. She's in it.
Okay, gotcha. Let's just jump into the next episode and talk about the great wrap of the Grace storyline.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that the writers had Steph come and drive him home.
Oh, me too. But was she... They said they were in Marin County?
Yeah.
She drove up to past San Francisco?
Well, yeah. I don't know if they established where the retreat was.
She was near.
Also, LA has wineries. Were they in Sonoma or were they in LA?
Oh, I heard them say she's in Marin.
Marin County.
I heard they said that they're in Marin.
We are like little Carmen San Diego investigators. We need intersections. We need.
to be honest, like during the whole like scene of her, that whole thing, I didn't break down until Steph came to pick up Brandon. This is before she passed away. This is just when he told her that she was sick. And like, parents are so wonderful.
Yes.
And parents just, these grand gestures are things that you're never going to forget in your entire life, and how your parents have always been there. And I just can't, it reminds me of just like how lucky you have to be when you have that moment with your parent and they still care for you. And like they said at the end of the episode, you know, Lena and Steph like made a little side comment, like, you know, they need us now more than ever.
In their 20s.
In their 20s.
Which is true.
Yeah, it is true. I call my mom every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Not every day, but like every other.
This scene when Grace had passed, like we've complimented the set deck so much in the house, but her just having that headboard behind her that was like angelic.
It was angelic.
What a best way to die.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So sad. Well, I mean, like in your bed and home and like
that's true. Yeah.
So we've been predicting that she would die all season. Do y'all feel fulfilled by this? Do you like the whole storyline in the whole?
I do a little bit, but just because I needed everyone to have the space to grow, to like so that there could be the utmost potential in any kind of spinoff or show or anything, you know. But it was sad. But I think it was nice to be able to see Brandon not have to be the caretaker anymore, and I'm happy that they addressed it in the episode because it's very true. I mean, we mentioned it.
He's going to music school, which we always wanted personally for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, Elaine, we'll see him when he went to the Coachella grounds. And then Callie finds him.
Callie's clutch. Like, for real. How did she... Oh, she's so smart.
It's because that they're connected. Like, they'll never lose the connection that they have. And I am happy with the way that things ended, only because those Bradley shippers, man.
Yeah.
You guys, you got a tease for these next three episodes.
Do you think it was a tease or like a shut of the book?
No.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? She had said, don't ruin this wedding, Callie.
Yeah. Oh, you're right, you're right, you're right.
I have goosebumps right now.
And like, you know.
Well, let's say that for the predictions.
Yeah, but like, you can see that there's definitely, and there's always being a connection, always being an attachment there. And the fact that they're able to share those intimate moments together. Because like, obviously they're siblings, but they're not siblings. Like, they've only known each other for a couple years. And for Brandon to...
Five years.
Yeah. I don't know if in TV years, but in our years, they've known each other for 5 years.
Like 2-3 years. Yeah.
But like, just to be that open with somebody and like weep in their arms. I mean, they were both like, you could see the connection. There was
true.
Because not a lot gets Callie there, but Callie, I think, truly found home first and right away with Brandon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, that is literally where her heart is, I think. I don't know if you want to call it a whatever figure it is in her life, but that's what it is. And then that moment when she said,
I've been loved by you.
Well done, Jeff. Well done.
You're so welcome.
Oh my gosh.
That needed to
we
be said.
We needed that. Yeah. They like were just kissing our butts this episode.
I know.
Showing us all the good
and
stuff.
And this is right after Brandon like sang the song Her Dead Body, like Act 2 from Rent.
Right.
I was yes, Brandon, give me it. Give it to me.
So she's right. She does know what it is to be loved by Brandon. And that was so sad. And he needed to hear that, you know? And he's only going to believe someone like Callie.
I need to hear that too, though.
Yeah.
love. You know, it's just hard sometimes. Like, Hollywood's like a big city. You know?
It's really big.
There's like so many apps. I just can't have so all of them. Stars.
There's so many apps. You're so dramatic. Grow up a thick skin. So come on.
Okay, fine. We'll move on to... speaking of thick skins, that reminds me, makes me think about like thick skulls, which makes me think of Noah.
Wow, you just took me on a mental ride. There we go. Yeah.
I was duck-tailing us to Noah because he had the thick skull because there's a nail in his skull.
Yeah, so Jesus. You got there. I mean, I'm sorry. Jesus.
Oh, I said Noah Centineo.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Should I do the whole thing again?
Yeah.
So, speaking of thick skin, it reminds me of like thick skulls, like the one that Jesus, Jesus has.
Yes. You nailed it.
Yes.
One more time. I'm getting okay. So, we find out, he has failed junior year of high school.
He has, yes.
He'll be repeating it. He will not be in the same class anymore with his twin sister, Mariana. Our hearts break. But what do we do when our heart breaks? You build a treehouse.
You build a treehouse.
And it was so nice having everybody back together. The dad, who I can't remember his name, Gabe. There it is.
Papacito.
Yes. Sorry.
We went somewhere else for a moment there.
Come back.
No, but, like, literally, everyone was there helping out.
That was such a good shot. We got smiles from everyone.
And I have to say, you guys, that treehouse is nicer than my apartment.
Dude, for real.
Yes.
Oh, I think it has plumbing. It looks so good.
Hardwood floors throughout. It's French
doors.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It looks like the McMansions.
How could they do that in, like, 24 hours and Gabe couldn't finish the garage?
Right.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I did appreciate that moment between Jesus and Gabe where they kind of had, like, a weird, like, apology, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think we needed sort of like that closure because I've wondered like, oh, is he gonna come back? But yeah, like, and of course Jesus, that's like his dad, so he's like, no man, like, it's fine, but like, just so you know, I'm in an amazing family, so you don't have to worry about
it. I love the scene that Callie had with the moms where they're like, hey, by the way, tomorrow's graduation, we want you to know that we're so proud of you and you've come so far. These things can feel so out of place like a normal episode, but because it's before graduation, it was such a nice device to have these moments. And it just reminded me, and all of us, I think, the viewers, how far she has come.
Yeah.
I read a stat recently that killed me, which said that homeless youth and people who've been in foster care, they experience higher rates of PTSD than veterans of war. These things that last for so long. Yeah. And even though she's in this loving family now, they don't go away.
Right.
And it just was nice to have that, like, pat on the back for her.
It was a really nice moment. I know you're all emotional. It was. And the fact that they had said, you know, like, well, now that you're alone, let us talk to you about it. Because, like, let's be honest, there are a million kids running around that house. Like, they have a very hard time getting her alone. A lot of things are happening, a lot of moving parts. I mean, all of this stuff in the last hour happened within, like, a day and a half span.
Two days
span, you know, is, like, really short. I am so happy.
I am, too. Mm-hmm. And in between that day and a half span, Callie called her ICE agent friend, gave him the subpoena, and then they had the meeting on the front porch where they found out there was a stay of removal for the parents.
Right.
Which is a really great next step.
Yeah.
It's not permanent.
and one last trick for the audience, because I definitely thought she was getting served in court or something.
Oh, I know, right?
I didn't think that was a good thing, necessarily. Right. But it ended up being okay. And
Humana got her DACA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can read lips.
Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't.
I had a really difficult time, too, because we have those, like, little subtitles on. So I kept, like, going back and reading those and then being like, wait, that's not reading her lips either. So wait, hold on.
It was getting so sad because I was like, okay, we get it. It's the season finale. Damn. Like, there's so many, like, they're just closing it all, every single storyline up.
Like, the perfect way to do it, though.
It was.
Because that's kind of how it is in real life. Like, people do give you, like, little memos of information as you're just like passing through, you know what I mean, and doing other things. So I thought they did a really good job of like wrapping up all these little storylines without having to make a big scene about it, you know?
Because we also, I think, like, the next three episodes this summer are gonna be a contained thing. Will be nice. It's like it's almost like in a movie.
Yeah.
No, really,
it reminds me of the Saved by the Bell movie. Like, later.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I think, too, the whole, like, reason for them ending the way that they did, at least the series, the 100th episode or whatever, because they didn't know if they were going to get anything else. You know, I feel like it was very, like, in limbo.
Yeah.
And to end on what they ended on, I thought that was sort of the perfect ending for the show.
Oh, because if they didn't get the extra three episodes, they just kind of cut the snarky remarks from Callie, and it's a happy ending.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. It's like, are they going to get a new kid? Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It left it... I love when things end on, like, lightness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, nothing needs to... Not everything needs to be so heavy, and this show has been so heavy over the last 5 years. But I just... I have to talk about... The end with the graduation, the series of graduations. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Let's just jump this right through things we wrapped up. We wrapped up Steph at work.
Oh, yes, yes.
And the whole warrant thing, the AI.
Mm-hmm. She came clean. Mm-hmm. Gray's going to go down.
The only question there is like a possible career change, although that's not something that is the series will hinge on. It'll move on. So it's great there. Jude and Noah had a thing, like Declan, and then there's another little gay boy, which I love.
And we got to see one last polish paint. And you know what? I'm happy that that was between Lena and Jude, because that's where that relationship kind of was born there.
I know.
You know? Oh.
Yeah. We also saw that Emma got the scholarship.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mariana is having feelings for every guy in the world.
Love it.
Typical Latina.
Okay. Let's discuss the graduation.
Okay. So I loved how they did it. I was very surprised. I think we all were. We were just kind of like, it's going, it's going. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And it was kind of like really it was exciting. It was the first time in the 2 hours that I was like, we were just so emotional. We were all like crying because I don't think we were expecting that. What we had heard was the time jump was going to occur in the last three episodes. And like, we're all tearing up now.
That was a lot, yeah.
One thing I definitely need to mention, because I've had too many Twitter questions about this. In the second graduation, Jude's hair.
Blue hair.
Yeah.
His whole, like, he was gothic.
He went through a little phase.
I loved it. Aww. I loved it so much.
I love
so
that
much.
They did that, because in this season, we've seen him experiment with his look, and you could just tell that he wasn't done doing that. And, like, that's so cool, and that's totally okay.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, too, the flash forwards using Lena as, like, the pivoter. It just was so seamless.
It was.
And these things can be so clunky. And it was so good.
It was. Especially the way they were coming up. That was so sad. Because it was like, no, too fast, too fast, too fast.
I was like, why are they calling Mariana? Oh!
Yeah. Oh, and we can see Mariana that next year with Wyatt in the following with Matt.
And, oh, I love that. We got a lot of information, too, because they were also saying the school they were going to.
Right.
And it was just a really fast, concise way to be like, this is what's happening in the future, everybody. Yeah. Without somebody... A parent being like, where is your child going? You know.
No, it was beautiful. It really was.
And to see everyone go to school.
Yeah, so we saw Wyatt, and then we saw Matt, as you saw.
Right, because she got into MIT. So yeah, Wyatt was around for glasses. That year that she was in San Diego. That's why she got glasses.
We also, when Bradley was here, he misled us. We also got Annie.
We did! Anna. I was just going to say that, Bradley, you liar.
Anna for a second.
And then we got our girl Daphne.
Yes! And Tasha!
Oh, God, I got so emotional.
Jimena told us, Daka, she's there. And then also, like, the icing on the cake of Lena just saying to everybody, listen, it's not where you come from, it's where you belong.
I know it.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really nice touch.
I just got it.
Are you kidding?
From the song, sorry. I was like, that sounds familiar.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I was so happy to hear that Callie got into UCSD Law School. Like, that was cool, the way that she presented it to her.
I agree.
Man! This show's kind of crazy, too, because I feel like it was very reflective on our lives. Not reflective, but it was like an era for us, because it was the things that the four of us have gone through in the 4 years during the show and when we would do things. And so that makes me sad, too. I definitely associate us a lot to the show.
Well, we've also had, like, marriages, divorces, kids.
Yeah.
Speaking of marriages, so in the last flash forward, Brandon and Eliza are engaged.
Yeah.
He 100% would be the young guy that gets engaged in life.
Yeah,
although he's not that young in the flash forward. He's 23. That's young
on
the West Coast.
It's Jude's graduation, so it was only 3 years forward.
Yeah. Oh. Wait.
Yeah, so 18, 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
He would be that guy.
I know.
He loves hard.
Actually, it's funny. Like, I always... He does. If you watch How I Met Your Mother, like, he's such a Ted Mosby. Like, he's just, like, hopeless. Mm. Like, just, like, wants affection, wants attachment, wants love. And this girl seems, like, pretty independent, you know? Like,
and she's a celloist.
Yeah, she's a celloist. She's she's very talented. So, I think it's... probably a different relationship than they've seen Brandon with.
She's rare. Which is a redhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is why I think Callie has an issue.
Oh. Because she's a redhead.
Because
it's a healthy relationship. Because it's a healthy relationship.
I forget the side comment that was made in the
preview. She did. She's like, I just don't think that that's something.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that I would not like if I was her is that, was that the first time that Eliza met everybody?
No, because she seemed familiar.
Oh, okay.
But what did Callie say? She made a joke. She mocked their relationship somehow.
I don't know. I forget.
But, like, also, even if you think that you're going to end up with somebody or not, if you've, like, dated or had past feelings for somebody and then you hear that they're getting married, you're like, wait.
Yeah.
It is a trip.
That completely closes your possibility door
forever in that moment. And Callie's had 3 years of growing up, so there's a possibility where, as an adult, you may be able to look back at it and be like, damn, what I was feeling was real.
Exactly.
But I had to, like, I was a kid, so I was able to be distracted enough and to be turned away from the situation. Right. Also, she was desperate for a family at the time. She's not in need of that anymore. She has much more security and confidence.
True. It could just, she just could not like the girl also.
Right.
Yeah.
We saw in the preview that we're going to Turks and Caicos for the wedding. It seems to be the storyline of these three episodes seems really, really Brandon and Eliza focused, which is interesting, having it based around this new character.
I guess probably the drama, like, surrounding what's happening. I mean, I'm sure she plays, like, a small role, but it really is, like, about the family.
Well, weddings are the one time everyone gets together.
Yeah.
And it's always more than, like, a few days event, and things always go down. The shit's brighten up.
True statement. It's
especially because, like, they're going to be at this resort all together, and I'm sure that they're going to be many problems. And, like, just from what I've seen from the photos that the cast have taken, because now they're all home from filming and everything, Matt is there. Yeah. So Matt and Mariana are still together, I think. Or maybe he's just there to be like wedding. Brandon's groomsman. I don't know.
Oh, possibly.
And then we saw Emma. So Emma and Jesus.
You saw Emma and Turks and Caicos?
Yes, she was in Turks and Caicos.
She just posted like a throwback Thursday of it.
Yeah, so she was there. And, you know, it's like, part of me, I don't know, I'm for it because we get to see them, you know, three more hours of content. But at the same time, like, I just love the way that this tied together.
And especially ending at the button of, do we want to take in this new kid?
Yeah.
I know. I love that.
The cycle continues.
Oh.
I need to know in the...
take any more kids.
Well, because somebody in the chat pointed out that Eliza, that is her name, kind of reminds them of Talia, which I didn't even think of.
I thought of that, too. I'm like, oh.
So, actually, Lizette said in our chat, she told me what Callie said. She said, I just thought Brandon would end up with someone more mature.
Yes, right. Yeah. So then... She's a dumb LA celloist, I guess that's it.
I need to know who's paying for the wedding. Because I think our principal salary is probably not going to cover Turks and Caicos. Well,
the bride usually does.
It's so much money.
Expensive. It is like the most expensive place you can go.
Maybe Eliza comes from a money family.
Probably. I mean,
it's not.
Who knows?
I mean, cellos aren't cheap.
Hey, so. I was just going to say that. You ain't lying, girl.
It's true, though.
Yeah. The other thing that... Steph's clothing in that last flashback, that long flowy sweater and her hair, she's looking more like Lena.
Peaceful.
And I'm thinking, oh, this girl 100% is not a cop anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks so
peaceful,
free.
Yes.
Peaceful,
yes.
Peaceful.
I know. Aww. Oh my God. Does anybody have any other concrete predictions they need to share for the 3-episode event coming up?
Because I think that they are doing this time jump because the only way to ever bring Rally happiness storyline to a close in the way that so many people would like it fulfilled is to do a time jump.
You think we're getting a Rally moment, like a Rally...
Like a reunion?
Yeah.
Like a kiss. Will they kiss?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's so crazy.
Wait, hold on. What are you talking about time jump? We've already time jumped.
Yeah, I know, but they had to do that and then do this, like, you know... the actual, like, finale thing, what not, as I did the three, because of, like, the three episodes, I've lost it. So, God, Anna.
I always
so that we could get a Brawley moment, because they can't do the Brawley ending right now with right. the, like, before the time jump. You know what I mean? It just didn't fit in the storyline.
I don't think she'll marry him.
The time jump is only going to be from what we just saw to them going to Turks and Caicos, so.
Right, right. But that's how fast.
Hannah's saying that without a time jump, they couldn't have done a Brawley in this episode of the finale. Because it just wouldn't have worked.
Right. Yeah. So they had to have moved forward in time in some capacity in the wrap-up of the show.
You think that the whole long game is a Brawley moment?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to see a flashback at all? That's a lot. I'm curious.
Of them
a flashback
sex?
Of... No, oh. like, so since we time jumped... since we time jumped, are we going to maybe see, like, a flashback of, I don't know, what went on in those years... not just
oh,
them, but
like, did Trump get reelected?
Right. Yeah, let me know.
But, like, the how Callie and him would have, like,
yeah, or, like, built? Or like, what happened, like, since she was at UCSD
oh,
and he was just
in
LA.
Time.
Yeah, kind
like, of, like... The few times that maybe they did run into each other
or like
and maybe they had more moments.
Callie came down to LA and stayed with Brandon or whatever, like,
In Pretty Little Liars when Spencer and Jacob, or whatever his name is, get together for a little bit. Instead of the hand, remember? Because they're
yes.
in Spain?
Yes.
It's
oh,
those
yes.
in between things that happen. That,
Caleb.
Caleb, yeah. Thank you.
I don't know why. I have no idea what you're talking
took
about.
Took me a second there.
I don't know.
I'm kind of puzzled. But as far as like predicting anything, I feel like, you know, we have some time here and we've all been along on this ride pretty much together, Jeff and I, since the very beginning, then Steph, then Hannah. And unfortunately, Jeff is not going to be recapping the last episode.
I'm going to go with Grace. I am.
But tell them what you're doing, because it is amazing.
I have a great excuse. So I'm doing this thing called Age of Life Cycle, where it's a 545-mile bike ride from San Francisco to Los Angeles. And we're doing that to raise money for the Los Angeles LGBT Center and San Francisco AIDS Foundation, mm-hmm. for these life-saving services that they provide for people with HIV/AIDS, and also for research. Mm-hmm. And it's about 3,000 people doing it. It's a crazy well-organized thing. It's 7 days of a bike ride.
Yikes.
Your ass is going to look great after this.
Thank you. Yeah. I agree. It's really getting there, right? Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check out my social media. You'll see it. So I'm doing so that the great. Week that this is coming out. I don't know why Freeform did not ask my advice on when to air these episodes, but I'm a little peeved. I won't be here, though. I'll be somewhere just, you know, complaining about how sore I am.
So you'll get to have the three ladies, and who knows, maybe I'll be able to get a special guest, but...
I hope it's Oprah.
Instead of doing three, let's see if I can get her. Instead of doing three episodes, since they are what it seems to be three nights in a row, we're probably just going to recap on the Wednesday, which would be the last hour of the show. Mm-hmm. But we'll keep you posted on that. But I did want to do one more thing before we left, since we do have a little bit of time. I wanted to kind of like maybe look back, and can you think of a favorite guest that we've had in, or a favorite moment that has happened on the show, or just a memory that you have associated with us doing this? Because it's been a long time. It's been a long time. Like, there are a lot of shows on this network, but consistency is really hard, mm-hmm. and panels change all the time. But we've been together for it, and we've been together through it. And I think that it's really important.
Oh, stop it. Don't do it.
Me too.
That we reflect.
Jeff doesn't have emotions. We can't do this to him.
Jeff is tearing up.
I'm anti-Pisces. That's why. I think that this show's been special because the cast and crew has also supported this after show, which is unusual on this network, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so to become friends with those people, to have them on our show, to have them bring us on set, just like to like hang out and see what's going on, has been really special as well, having that support. And then also, like, the fact that our panel gets along so well is really nice, too.
It's true.
And has kept us all here. Yeah. So, I don't think this is a specific memory, but it's been very nice.
I loved everyone who came in. Hayden, because he was our little nugget from the beginning. It's so funny because it's like, we know him, but just from here. But it's funny to see people like that and, you know, how they develop. It's really nice. also, Brawley, I have to say, I can't even get over how nice he is to us and like what he's offered, and every time he comes in here and when I get like this, he said be there. He lets me get emotional, so like shout out to you, babe, love ya. Oh God, and Sherry and everyone,
I won't cry.
I love them.
So and I think like now that we've like got to know like Bradley's parents, we see like why he's like very nice too, like that tree.
Yeah
Do you have any favorite memories, Jillian?
I just think that us doing this and going through all the changes that we've gone through, I have three great friends. Mm-hmm. And it's
hard for us to
it's kind of weird because we've recapped and we've seen each other so consistently over the past 5 years of our lives, and we've been through things together, and we've seen change, and we've seen success, and we've seen failure, and just to keep up with you guys.
Yeah.
We need to do a standing date or something. Right. I don't even know, but I want you in my lives forever.
Yeah. It's very bittersweet.
Yeah.
And I've learned so much from the three of you. I really have. You guys have been, wonderful.
On that note...
Good, Hannah. Good. Cry, no, girl. No, cry.
I can't talk when I start crying, so I have to, avoid it. So, sorry, guys. No words from Hannah.
That is so nice. Thank you, all of you. Thank you, everybody, for watching. They can also follow us on social medias and connect with us there. Yes. Stephanie, tell them where they can find you.
One last time.
I know, right? First of all, thank you to everyone. Love you guys so much. And I won't be doing AfterBuzz after the Fosters, so this has been a huge part of my, life in LA. But you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. I send you all so much love, hugs, and kisses. Fosters fams for life.
You can keep up with me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff, on my Facebook page, Jillian Leff Official, and I also have my own podcast that I've started. It's called Boss Please, and you can find that pretty much wherever podcasts are streamed. And we interview some incredible women, and I think that this show has two incredible women as the leads, and women are awesome, and I just love it. Okay, Hannah, go. I'm going to start crying.
I'm not going to say a lot. I'm just going to say you all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Hot Chef Dude, and that's it.
Great, cool.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at JeffMasters1. I also host the interview podcast, LGBT Q&A. We had Greg Berlanti on this week. Yeah. He directed Love, Simon. He also executive produces shows like The Flash, Supergirl, Legends Tomorrow, Black Lightning, Deception, The New Sabrina, yeah. Riverdale. He does everything. So it's a really, really cool interview, so check that out. And then we'll see the ladies back in June. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Mwah.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.